He'd been trying to kill himself since 1969. Not all at once, just a little at a time. Well, he paid his due, and then some, I guess. So he drinks his maker's mark, smokes Winston Light cigarettes, and those demons all have brand names. Oh, they're not the ones he blames. I think the year he spent in Vietnam changed his views on life. Kinda lost his give a damn. Loading bodies into bags leaves scars on a young man. He built a wall around the scars and stuffed them in a can. Oh, it's gone well past 40 years. Never once have I seen him shed a tear. He's working on slow motion suicide. He can't believe all those young wasted lives. So he sits down here at Jimmy D's bar, a home away from home, but he's never too far from those insane days, all the years gone by. Well, he made it out, he just doesn't know why. And his demons all appear to have brand names. How about they're not the ones to blame? Last year he took a trip to visit the wall. Solid black granite and 10 feet tall. He walked down the path to the year he was there. Touched the names that he knew, but his own isn't there. Turns out his demons all had proper names. He still doesn't know who the hell to blame. Was it Ho Chi Minh and the Viet Cong? Or was it LBJ and the CIA all along? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter anymore. His sobriety, another casualty of war. And his demons all had proper names. In the end, there is no one left to blame. Never forget.